来宾，我们的讲员。
We're very glad that today we have a guest speaker.
李牧师。
Pastor Lo.
李牧师，他是远东广播电台的总干事。
Reverend Lo is the director of Far East Broadcasting Company.
远东广播电台的事工主要就是向中国大陆广播福音的事工。
And their main work is broadcasting the gospel into China.
这个远东广播电台特别李牧师所负责的是那个中文事工。
And for Pastor Lo, his main mission is working with the Chinese ministry.
所以今天我们很高兴他能够来到我们当中，跟我们分享神的话语。
So we're very glad that he could come and share God's words with us today.
所以我把以下的时间交给他。
And I'll give the following time to him.
弟兄姊妹平安。
These brothers and sisters.
很高兴，也感谢主，让我有机会跟大家第一次的见面，来分享主的话语。
I'm very glad and that I have the opportunity to come with and share God's word with everyone.
首先代表远东广播公司中国福音事工部向各位道歉，谢谢你们过去这么多年衷心的支持。
First, on behalf of Far East Broadcasting Company, the Chinese Ministry, I'd like to thank you for all your past year's support.
今天要跟大家来分享一个重要的信息。
And I'd like to share a very important message with you.
我们知道主耶稣来到世上有两个很重要的使命。
We know that Jesus, when he came to the world, had two very important missions.
第一个使命，当然我们都知道是为世人的罪来代死来赎罪，就是这一次我们要庆祝这个受难节复活节的目的。
And the first mission is to come to the world to die on the cross and to save the world from sin, and that's the upcoming celebration of Jesus' resurrection.
那第二个使命呢，也同样的重要，就是为神这个救世的计划来做宣传的工作。
And the second mission is as important. It is to preach about God's salvation.
那这个用今天的基督教的俗语来说，叫做宣教或者宣告。
And using today's Christian terminology, it would be called missions.
那么主耶稣在世上，他开始出来服事的时候，一开始出来，圣经就告诉我们说，他走遍加利利，到各会堂讲教训，宣讲神国的福音。
And as scripture states that as soon as Jesus began his ministry, he walked all through Galilee preaching God's message.
所以就让我们知道他的工作就是宣扬上帝的救恩。
So we see that his work is to preach about God's salvation.
但是他在离开世界之前，他知道他这个使命还没有完成。
But before he left the world, he realized that his mission has not been completed.
所以他就很慎重，在升天之前，他很慎重的来吩咐他的门徒说：“你们要去，使万人做我的门徒。”
So before he left the world, he commanded his disciples that they must go and preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations.
所以这个大使命就委托给在地上所有信他的人。
So the Great Commission was commissioned to those who believe in him.
所以我可以大胆说一下，就是今天教会的存在唯一的目的是为了实践大使命。
So I could boldly say that the reason for the existence of church today is to accomplish this Great Commission.
我们教会可以有很多的活动，我们有主日崇拜，我们有主日学，我们有查经班，我们有小组，我们有社会服事等等。
And so as a church, we can have many activities such as worship, Sunday school, small groups, fellowship, and other social activities.
但是这些事工只是围绕着一个大使命。
But all these activities surround the Great Commission.
这个大使命就是今天我们要强调的。
And the Great Commission is what we're going to emphasize today.
所以我今天的题目是意象与宣教。
So today's title is Vision and Mission.
我觉得要 做宣教要实践大使命最重要的一个条件就是要有这个意向。
And I believe that the greatest foundation for mission is actually vision.
那所以今天要跟大家来思想，第一就是意向跟宣教的关系。
And so what I'm going to share with you is the relationship between vision and mission.
那么要明白这个意向跟宣教的关系，或是意向跟对宣教的重要性，我们就先要明白什么是意向。
And in order to understand the relationship between vision and mission, or the importance of vision to missions, we must first understand what vision means.
那什么是意向呢？我想我们中间可能有些人会有曾经玩过一种游戏，叫做拼图的游戏，就是 jigsaw puzzle。
And what is vision? I believe that many of you have already played a game that jigsaw puzzle.
那意向就好像拼图一样。
And vision is as a jigsaw puzzle.
有一片一片的几百片的，甚至一两千片的这个小碎片。
There are hundreds, maybe even thousands of little pieces.
在这个盒子里面有这么多的碎片，每一个小片看起来都什么都不像。
And in this box, there are so many little pieces that each piece doesn't look like much.
那么这个游戏就是要把所有的小片都用完，拼成一幅完整的图画。
And the game is to fit all these small pieces together to complete a greater picture.
那不懂得玩这种游戏的人，看到这么几百块的，甚至几千块的小碎片的时候，就头晕了。
Those who doesn't know how to do this, when they see all these hundreds or thousands of pieces, they begin to get a headache.
他们就不知道要怎么可能去把这些小片拼在一起，而且就拼成一幅完整的图画。
And they don't understand how you can put all these small pieces together to make a complete image.
但是有经验会玩这种游戏的人，他们第一步会做一件事情。
And those with experience and they've done this before, they have first step that they do.
他们会做什么？
What do they do?
Right. 他们会先去拿出那个小盒子，那个盒子上面的那个图画呀，先看一下。
They first would take out the box and look at the picture.
看到了这幅图画之后呢，他再来拼这个小片呢，就容易很多。
After seeing the picture, then coming back to the puzzle is a lot easier.
所以这就是有意向的人。
And that is someone with vision.
有意向的人就是好像这个会玩拼图的人，他已经先看到这个要完成的图画是什么样的。
And the people with vision are like those who have already seen the picture of the final result of the jigsaw puzzle.
一般人看到的是一片一片的碎片，什么都看不出是什么东西。
What most people see are just individual pieces, and they cannot see a thing.
但是有意向的人已经预先看到一幅完整的图画。
But those with vision have already seen the complete picture.
所以有人为意向来下一个定义。
And so some people define vision as such.
他们说意象就好像就是身居现在，立足过去，预见将来。
And the vision is as living in the present.
based
on the past and
foreseeing
the future.
所以就有意向的人就好像会拼图的人，他们手上现在有一片一片的小碎片。
And someone with vision as someone who is doing a jigsaw puzzle who in their hands are these small pieces.
但是因为他们过去有这种经验，他们懂得怎么来玩这个游戏。
Because they have past experience, they understand what they're supposed to be doing.
他们就能够预先看到将来要这个要完成的图画是什么样的。
They can foresee the future image.
但是我个人，我比较喜欢另外一个定义。
Personally, I like another a different definition.
另外这个定义是比较适合我们圣经的教导。
And that the definition is more appropriate for biblical teaching.
这个定义是说，意象就好像一个梦。
And that is that vision is as a dream.
这个梦中有一幅 描绘美好将来的清晰的图画。
And there's an image that describes a beautiful, it's a beautiful picture of the future.
是从神所启示的。
And it's a revelation from God.
它能够推动一个人去相信这件事不但可以来实现，而且是非做不可的。
And it can move an individual to the point such that it's not only that this is possible, but you must do it.
所以有了这个定义呢，我们就要来看到底意象对宣教有多重要。
So after having this definition, let's see how important vision is to mission.
我们要先看意象跟宣教的关系。
So we must first look at the relationship between vision and mission.
简单说一句话，意象是宣教的钥匙。
Simply stated, vision is the key to mission.
没有意象就不用讲，不用谈宣教。
Without vision, we don't need to talk about mission.
因为宣教，每一个有意义的宣教都是从领受意象开始的。
Because every meaningful mission begins from a vision.
所以如果我们好好的去研究圣经，我们就发现每一次有重要的宣教的开始，都是从领受意象来开始的。
So if we study scripture carefully, we see that the beginning of every meaningful mission began with a vision.
我们来看这个创世纪从开始的时候，第一个很重要的宣教的使命呢，就是当然我们知道是亚伯拉罕从神所领受的这个宣教的使命。
And if we begin in Genesis, we could see beginning from Abraham, him receiving a very important commission from God.
那在创世纪十二章一到三节，神向亚伯拉罕显现，就向他说了一句话。
And in Genesis 12 verse 3, God revealed to him and said,
创世纪十二章一到三节，他说你要离开本地本族父家，往我要所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名伟大，你要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必祝福，赐福给他。那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
Genesis 12:1-3. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse."And all people on earth will be blessed through you.
一般人看到这一节一节的一句一句的短句呢，就好像一片一片的小碎片一样。
And for an average individual, when they see individual phrases, it's as though they're little pieces of a puzzle.
圣经有没有告诉我们到底是神亲自向他显现呢，或是借着天使来对他传话呢，或是在梦中告诉他这件事情？
And the Bible is not specific as to how this revelation was made, whether God spoke to him directly, or an angel came, or if it was in a dream.
但是我们知道的是，在亚伯拉罕他的心里面，他的脑海里面，他已经浮现了一幅很清晰的图画。
But what we know is that in Abraham's mind, there was a very clear image.
在这幅清晰的图画里面，他看到的是天上有很多很多的星。
And the image that he has is that in heaven there's many stars.
对，地上有很多很多的海边的沙。
And there are much sand along the seashore.
反正他说，他在这幅的图画里面看到这些，就是他的子孙是那么多。
And in his mind, he saw all these multitude as his descendants.
然后他在同一幅的图画里面看到，全世界有很多各族各国的人。都因为他这些子孙而得到神的祝福。
And he also saw in the image that there are multitudes throughout the nations who are blessed because of him.
因为他看到这幅美好明天的清晰的图画。
Because he saw this beautiful future.
而且是从神所启示来的。
And it's a revelation from God.
他就毅然的离开他的本地本国，父家。
Then he left his own country.
来到一个从来没有去过的地方
to a foreign land where he's never been,
来开始他的宣教使命
to begin his mission.
那我们如果看到新约的时候，新约一开始我们就另外看到一件事。
And we turn to the New Testament. At the beginning of the New Testament, a different picture emerges.
约瑟也从神领受了一个启示。
Joseph also received a vision from God.
在这个启示里面，约瑟也看到一幅很清晰的图画。
And this vision, Joseph also saw a very clear picture.
他看到他这个未婚妻要怀孕要生一个儿子，他看到了图画里面这个儿子将要拯救全世界的罪人。
And in his image, he saw that his betrothed will be pregnant and give birth to a son who will in turn save the whole world.
当他看到这幅美丽明天的一幅图画的时候，他就毅然的去做了一个很不容易做的决定。
And when he saw this beautiful image, he did something that was difficult to do.
他就娶了这个他本来想要休掉的未婚妻。
He married his betrothed who he wanted to put aside.
我们就看到这是一个2000年来最大的一个宣教的意象。
And we see that 2000 years ago, that was the greatest vision for mission.
再来我们看到彼得在屋顶上祷告的时候，
And we also see when Peter was praying on the rooftop,
他看到一个很大的异象，
he saw a great vision.
他看到天上降下来很多很多很不洁净的这些动物，
he saw from heaven descending many unclean animals.
有昆虫，有飞鸟等等，
there's insects and birds.
这些对他们犹太人来说，这些是不可碰不可吃的东西。
For the Jews, these are things that they're not supposed to touch.
这是天上的声音去告诉他起来宰了吃。
Yeah, the voice from heaven says, get up and eat.
当他看到这幅图画的时候，还是不大清楚，不大知道是什么意思。
When he saw this image, he wasn't quite sure what it meant.
因为在他的潜意识里面，这些是我们犹太人不能碰不能吃的东西。
Because in his thoughts, he keeps thinking that these are unclean things that the Jews cannot touch or eat.
但是这幅图画越来越清晰。
But this image became clearer and clearer.
有一声音说，上帝所洁净的就是洁净的，要宰来吃。
And so there's a voice coming from heaven that says, whatever God makes clean, it is clean. Get up and eat.
所以这幅清晰的图画让彼得毅然地做出一件很难做的决定。
And because of this image, Peter made a decision that was difficult for him.
就是放弃他们犹太人的传统，去跟不但是去跟外邦人接触，而且传福音给外邦人。
And that is to give up the Jewish tradition that not only that he did, he went and had contact with the Gentiles, and he and in addition he preached to the Gentiles.
所以就是圣经里面告诉我们。向外邦人宣教的开始。
And in scripture, that it tells us that this was the beginning of the preaching of the gospel to Gentiles.
这是从异象的领受开始。
And this began with the reception of vision.
再来，我们来看保罗。
And let's turn to Paul.
保罗在特罗亚的那个地方的时候，他就看到另外一个异象。
And Paul saw a vision.
在这个意象里面，他看到欧洲人，就是马其顿人，向他呼求，要他去向他们传福音。
In his vision, he saw the Macedonians calling out and asking him to come and preach to them.
在他的脑海里，他有一幅非常清晰的图画。
And his image, in his mind, there was a very clear image.
这幅图画里面，他看到所有的欧洲人都信主得救。
And his mind, in this picture, he saw all Europeans coming to Christ.
他就毅然地转他的旅行步道的方向。
And there he turned his direction.
他就往欧洲去，向欧洲开始做宣教的工作。
And he began to head out towards Europe and start his mission that direction.
所以我们看到过去这两千年，欧洲的教会就把这个意向继续传递下去，把这个宣教的使命一直传到全世界各地去。
And we see that in the past 2,000 years that Europe was the base for the vision and the mission of spreading the gospel.
所以从这些例子，我们很清楚看到，要有好的宣教事工，一定要从领受意象开始。
So from these examples, we see that in order to have a good working mission, must begin with vision.
所以今天我要从一个圣经里面的故事，都是我们很熟悉的一个故事，跟大家来思考意象跟宣教的关系。
And I'm going to use a very familiar story from Scripture to share with you about the relationship between vision and mission.
意象可以推动教会来从事宣教。
Vision can move a church towards mission.
我们来看。 马可福音14:3-9节
Let's turn to Mark chapter 14 verses 3 to 9.
这件事情发生在逾越节的前几天，就好像差不多就是现在，如果算下个礼拜是复活节的时候，大概是这个时候。
And this event happened a few days before Passover. It's just like our current time right now.
那有圣经的人。 请翻开，我们一起来读啊！如果没有事情，我们就读上面这份经文，我们一起来读。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9, and we'll read it together.
来，请耶稣在伯大拿撒马窝的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶最贵的真拿达香膏来，打破地瓶，把膏浇在耶稣头上。 有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“可用这样宝贵香膏吗？这香膏可以卖30多两银子的周至穷人。”他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人跟你同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以。只是你不常有我。” 他所做的是践踏所行的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先交在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说证人所做，以为纪念。好，读了这段经文，这个故事我们都很熟悉，但是很多人都不知道，到底你今天讲宣教跟这个故事有什么关系？
And after we read this, you're very familiar with this story, but perhaps you're wondering what relationship does this story have to do with vision and mission?
那从这段经文，你们能够看出到底在什么地方能够看到这段经文其实在讲宣教。
From what aspect can you see that this is actually talking about mission?
其实耶稣是讲得非常的清楚，很多时候是我们自己读经的时候自己糊里糊涂。
Actually, Jesus states it very clearly, but oftentimes we get confused while we're reading.
有没有注意到第九节耶稣怎么说？
Do you know what verse 9 is saying?
耶稣讲了8个很重要的字，就是普天之下传这福音，有没有？
And Jesus talks about wherever the gospel is preached.
那这八个字不是说普世宣教，又是说什么？ 对不对？就是说普世宣教，耶稣是说你们当你们在做普世宣教的时候，在普天之下传这福音就是普世宣教。耶稣说你们在做普世宣教的时候，要纪念这个女人所做的。
And so Jesus is saying that wherever the gospel is being preached throughout the world, you need to tell people about what this woman did.
所以换句话说，我们在做全世界做普世宣教的时候，一定要讲这个女人所做的事。
And in another word, wherever we're preaching throughout the world, that's where we need to be preaching about what the woman did.
所以这是告诉我们，这个故事是跟宣教、跟普世宣教有密切关系的。
And we see that this story has close relationship with missions throughout the world.
那你们可能会问另外一个问题是，那你怎么说这个故事跟意象有关系？
Perhaps you would ask another question. How does this story relate to mission?
就是耶稣也怕我们不明白，所以他特别又讲了一句话，是在第八节。
And Jesus, perhaps thinking that we won't be clear about this, said another thing in verse 8.
他说这个女人所做的，她是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
He said, she poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
那我要问大家一个问题， 这件事情发生的时候是耶稣死了之后才发生的吗？
Let me ask you a question. Did this event happen after Jesus died?
还没有吧？
Not yet.
对，但是这个女人预先看到耶稣要死了。
Yes, this woman already foresaw that Jesus was going to die.
换句话说，她是在她的脑海里面，她已经有一幅很清晰的图画，在这幅清晰的图画里面，她看到耶稣要为世人来死。
And so in her mind, there was a very clear image that Jesus was going to die for the world.
然后她就按照他们犹太人的规矩，就要用香膏来保存这个尸体。
And she, in accordance to the Jewish tradition, used the perfume to anoint and protect Jesus' body.
所以让我们看到这个女人，耶稣是见证说她是一个有异象的人。
And so here we see that this woman is someone with vision.
那么从这里我们就看到有异象的人有两个共同的特征。
And so from here we can see that someone with vision has two very special characteristics.
第一个特征就是他们能够看到别人看不到的。
The common trait is one, they can see something that others cannot see.
有异象的人，他们的眼光特别的敏锐，他们看到别人看不到的。
And those with vision, their eyesights are clearer and they can see what others cannot see.
当时在场的人，他们看到的是什么？
For those there present at the time, what do they see?
他们看到的是他们周间很多的穷人需要帮助。
What they saw were amongst them, there were many other who are poor and they need help.
这瓶香膏很贵，可以卖30两个银子来帮助这么多的穷人。
This jar of perfume was very expensive. They could sell it and help all these poor.
这是一般人看到的。
This is what average person would see.
但是这个女人看到别人看不到的。
But this woman saw what others could not see.
她看到耶稣就要死了。
He saw that Jesus was going to die.
弟兄姊妹，马可没有告诉我们在场的那些人是一些什么人。
Brothers and sisters, Mark did not tell us who else were present at the time.
但是马太，因为他自己是耶稣的门徒，他说在马太福音，他说这些人是耶稣的门徒。
But Matthew, who was one of the disciples, told us that Jesus was surrounded by his disciples.
这个故事现场的是耶稣的门徒，但是他们却糊里糊涂。
Those who were present were Jesus' disciples, yet they were unclear of what's going on.
从马可福音我们可以看到，至少耶稣至少有四次预告他的门徒说他就要死了。
And from the book of Mark alone, we see that Jesus foretold of his death to his disciples at least four times.
但是他们这些门徒还是对耶稣的话完全的糊里糊涂。
But his disciples were still confused about Jesus' words.
那时候他们还在争谁要做大。
At that time, they were still arguing with each other who was going to be the greatest.
只有这个女人是一个有异象的女人，她看到耶稣就要死了。
Only this woman was one with vision, and she saw the upcoming death of Christ.
她就为主耶稣预备了香膏。
And she prepared the perfume for Jesus.
所以怪不得耶稣称赞她做的是一件美事。
No wonder Jesus praised her. What she has done is a beautiful thing.
这是有异象的人。
It is some, she is someone with vision.
有异象人还有第二个共同的一个特征。
There's another common trait with someone with vision.
他们能够在事情还没有发生之前就预先看到。
And that they have foresight before things happen.
有异象的人是有先见之明，他们在事情还没有发生之前，他们就预备好。
Someone with vision has foresight and they prepare before something happens.
这个女人是在耶稣还没有死之前就预先为耶稣搞了她的身体。
And this woman, before Jesus died, she anointed his body.
那如果我们圣经继续读下去，我们读到这个是14章到15章，我们就看到耶稣真的就上十字架就死了。
And this is chapter 14, and if we continue, we see in chapter 15 that Jesus went to the cross and died.
到16章第一节说什么？
And chapter 16, verse 1, what does it say?
有很多其他的女人，她们也带香膏，她们也要来膏耶稣了。
There were many other women who brought the perfume to anoint the spices to anoint Jesus' body.
弟兄姊妹，她们膏到了耶稣吗？能不能膏耶稣
？Were they able to anoint Jesus' body?
没有了，为什么
？Why?
为什么？耶稣就复活了，不需要香膏了。
Because Jesus has resurrected yet already, and he doesn't need anointing.
是我们一般人没有意象的人，都是等事情发生之后才要去反应，已经来不及了。
And most of us without vision would simply react to things afterwards, and it's too late.
只有有意象的人，是事情还没有发生之前，他们就已经预备好。
And it's only those with vision that before something happens that they're prepared.
在第二次世界大战结束之前，在大概是1933年左右。
Before the end of World War II, maybe around 1933.
在1930年代呢，有两个美国的年轻人。
In the 1930s, there were two young Americans.
他们是在一个圣经学校里面同学。
They were friends in a Bible college.
那么他们两个人有一个共同的点，就是他们都在当时来在无线电广播的方面在从事这方面。
And they both have a vision of using radio.
They have been doing. They have been doing.
Oh, they have been doing radio broadcasting.
但是那个时代因为无线电广播才是一个很新的科技。
Because at that time, radio broadcasting was something new.
虽然有些美国的教会已经开始用无线电广播在做传福音，但是他们只是在美国国内来做。
And there are some churches who began radio broadcast ministries, but they were only doing it within the U.S.
1930年代还没有人想到可以用无线电广播，透过几千里外去向那么远的地方的人来传福音。
And at that time, people didn't have the vision of using the radio for over thousands of miles to preach the gospel.
这两个年轻人，他们看到其他人看不到的。
And these two young men saw what others could not see.
而且他们也看到中国对福音的需要。
And they also saw the need of China for gospel.
他们就在第二次世界大战结束之后开始，1945年的年底来成立了远东广播公司。
So after the termination of World War II, they began Far East Broadcasting in
1945.
They established the first broadcasting location in
Philippines. So
they saw what others could not see.
那个时候呢，他们的电台是从1949年的7月29号开始从菲律宾向中国来广播福音。
In 1949,
July 29th,
they began broadcasting into China from Philippines.
那个时候，他们常常为中国来梦想。
And at that time, they continuously had these visions and dreams.Concerning China.
他们常常刻意的到那个时候，洛杉矶的 Chinatown 还是非常的小，但是他们就常常刻意的坐车到 Chinatown.
And at that time, the Chinatown in Los Angeles was still quite small, but oftentimes they would go over there.
他们两个人就在那边叫了几道的中国菜，就一起在那里做一些中国梦。
And sometimes they would order a few Chinese dishes and have these Chinese dreams.
这是有意向的人。
This is someone with vision.
所以从这些他们在做中国梦的中间，神就给他们很清楚的指示。
And from these desires, God make it very clear to them.
所以从1949年7月29号那天开始，从菲律宾向中国广播。
And starting in 1949, July 29th, in Philippines, when they began to broadcast towards China.
不到三个月，两个多月之后
，after nine and three months, maybe two plus months,
就发生一件很重大的事情。
A very important event happened.
共产党接管中国。
Communist, China turned communist.
历史告诉我们，从那个时候开始，中国就再没有宗教的自由。
And history tells us that from that point on, China no longer had.Religious freedom.
那个时候，西方的国家才忽然间体会到要向中国宣教的机会已经完全失去了。
And the countries in the West suddenly realized that they've lost the opportunity to preach to China.
果真的，中国教会的门一个一个被封锁。
And the churches in China, the doors began to close.
教会的门，就是教堂的门都被封锁。
All the doors were closed in China.
所有的圣经都被没收，被烧掉。
All the Bibles were confiscated and burned.
所有的外国宣教士都被驱逐出境。
All the foreign missionaries were expelled.
所有的国内的传道人都被不是关在监监牢，就是被劳改。
All the preachers within China were in prison or went to the work camp.
那个时候，西方国家他们就预测说，基督教在中国不出20年，一定完全的被消灭掉。
And the Christians in the West began to say that within 20 years, all Chinese Christians would be wiped out.
但是因为有这两个有意向的美国年轻人。
But because of these two young Americans who had vision,
他们在事情还没有发生之前就预先看到。
That before the event happened, they already saw.
结果基督教在中国不但没有被消灭，而且有又是被100倍的成长。
And but instead of squashing the Christianity in China, Christianity grew 100-fold.
就是因为有意向的人。
Because of people with vision.
所以要宣教，一定要从领受意向开始。
So in order to have mission, it must begin with vision.
弟兄姊妹，不管是我们个人，不管是我们教会。
Brothers and sisters, whether it's individual or at the church.
我们要做宣教，一定要从领受意向开始。
Before we begin the mission, we must begin with vision.
有些人告诉我他是一个不会做梦的人，不是没有意向的人。
And someone told me that, well, he's someone who doesn't dream, so he must not have vision.
其实这是错误的。
Actually, that's false.
神的启示都是在他的话语里面。
God's revelation is already in His word.
我曾经问过我们的创办人。
I've asked our founder.
他今年已经94岁了。
He's already 94 years old.
我说我很希望知道你当时这个神赐给你这个意象是什么样的情况。我以为是会从天上有闪电，我说我就告诉他这个意象，他说完全没有。
I asked him, well, how did you get your vision at the start? Did God, was it lightning flashes and something grand that told you?
Because this is a very, very big, great vision, through broadcasting the gospel.
He said, no, but this is such a great vision, using radio to spread the gospel.
He said, 当时只是一个非常非常微小的声音。
He said at that time it was a very, very small voice.
是当他在灵修祷告的时候，这个声音慢慢的出来。
It was while he was doing his devotion that this small voice began to come out.
然后经过他跟神的亲密关系，常常在灵修的时候，这个声音就越来越强。
And through his devotion to God and during his quiet time, that this voice began to grow stronger and stronger.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一个基督徒，每一个信徒。都应该有意向。
So brothers and sisters, every Christian ought to have vision.
但是有一个很重要的条件，就是你一定要跟神亲近。
But there's a very important criteria that is you must be close to God.
在你在读经灵修祷告的时候，神会把他的启示放在你的心里面。
So when you're having your devotion, reading Bible, praying, then God will give you His vision.
教会的领导，这些长老、执事、传道人也应该一起来追求神的心意。
And all the leaders in church should also get together and seek God's will.
很可惜，就是很多教会他们做的宣教事工，只是看别人怎么做，他们就怎么做。
Unfortunately, many churches, how they carry out their mission work is see what other churches are doing.
有些教会去中国，我们就跟着去。
Other churches are going to China, so we're going there too.
有些教会去墨西哥，我们也跟着去。
Other churches are going to Mexico, we're going there too.
没有好好寻求神的意向。
They haven't thought clearly of God's vision.
这样的宣教是做不好的。
This type of mission is not good.
所以弟兄姊妹，要做好的宣教事工，一定要从领受神的意向开始。
So in order to do good missions work, it must begin with vision.
好好的在神的话语里面下功夫，
就是 spend time in God's word，
寻求神对你们教会对你个人的心意，
to seek God's will for your church and your life.
好，在第二方面，我跟大家来思考的是，有异象，教会才能对宣教有迫切感。
And so, the second thing I'm going to share with you is that only when there's vision, then there is a sense of urgency for mission.
有异象才会及时来做宣教，才会随时做宣教。
And when there's vision, then there's an urgency and a zeal to do mission.
圣经告诉我们，使这个女人当她到处相告的时候，在旁边这些门徒这些众人呢，他们心里非常的不喜悦。
And the scripture says that when this woman was there with the perfume, those around her was very unhappy.
他们说应该把这个香膏卖掉去帮助他们周边的这些穷人。
They said that she should sell this perfume and help the poor.
那耶稣在这几年里面，他也重视帮助穷人。
And even in the few years of Jesus' ministry, he also emphasized helping the poor.
所以这些门徒认为，如果这是由主耶稣来决定，耶稣也是会做这样的一个决定。
And so these disciples thought this would be the same decision that Jesus would come to.
但是很奇怪的，这是耶稣反对他们的所说的。
But amazingly, Jesus opposed them this time.
还为这个女人辩护。
And he defended her.
他说这个女人所做的才是对，才是一件美事。
He said that what this woman has done is a beautiful thing.
耶稣讲了一个理由，他说，因为常有穷人在你们的当中，要帮助他们随时都可以，但是你们不常有我。
But Jesus gave them a reason, and that is you will always have the poor, so you have the opportunity to help them anytime, but you won't always have me.
换一句话说，耶稣是说我给你们的时间不多的。
In other words, Jesus is saying that my time with you is short.
所以这里就让我们知道一件事情，就是宣教的机会是有限的。
Here we realize one thing, that is time for mission is limited.
宣教的机会是会过去的。
And the opportunity for mission will pass.
做宣教的事工是要机会在的时候赶快做。
So the work of mission must be taken when the opportunity opens.
因为你们不常有我，耶稣所说的。
Because Jesus said, "You will not always have me."
主耶稣在启示录中至少有三次到四次说，我必快来。
And in Revelation, at least three or four times, Jesus says that I will come soon.
但是在马可福音十三章，耶稣讲得很清楚，说在这个世界还没有我末日，我还没有来之前，这个福音要先传给万邦。
But in Mark chapter 13 it says very clearly that Jesus said before the end of the world that the gospel will be preached to the end of the world.
所以这个女人是在耶稣还没有死之前赶快做这件事情。
So this woman before Jesus died, she hurriedly did this thing.
其他的妇女是当耶稣死了才要做，已经来不及了。
All the other women tried to do this after Jesus died, it was too late.
所以这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
这告诉我们宣教要及时。
And it tells us that missions must be now.
弟兄姊妹，从最近我们看到报纸所报道的一些事情，我们知道主耶稣已经在门口了。
And brothers and sisters, based on so many reports, news reports today, recently, we see that Jesus is at the door.
但是我们看到今天还有几乎还有好几千个，如果我没记错，好像还有六千个族群都还从来没有听过福音。
But according to statistics, there's about 6,000 tribes that have never heard the gospel.
所以这告诉我们，我们要做宣教的事工要赶快做。
And tells us that we must hurry with doing missions.
也告诉我们说，我们要用最好的方法、最有效的渠道来做宣教的事工。
And tells us that we must use the best method in order to do the mission.
我们也中国播公司在中国良友电台，我们是用神给我们最新的科技来向中国宣教。
And the Good Friend Station in China, God helped us to use the latest technology to carry out this work.
等一下，主日学的时间，如果有机会，我想跟大家来分享我们怎么用高科技来服侍中国。
During Sunday school time, hopefully I will have some time to share with everyone how God is enabling us to use high tech to serve China.
因为耶稣说，我做的事，信我的人也要做，而且要做比这更大的事。
And Jesus said that those of you who believe, you will do what I've done, and you will do even greater things.
因为他有主耶稣知道我们这个时代有最好的科技可以为他来做宣教的时候。
Because Jesus knows that we have the best technology in our generation to do His work.
像这个女人一样有意向的，就会有迫切感，赶快来做原宣教的事工，因为耶稣说你们不常有我。
And just as this woman, if we have a vision, we will have the urgency to carry out missions because Jesus said that I will not always be with you.
第二点就是宣教的事工是要最优先的，也是要最紧迫的。
And second point is that missions must come foremost and it must be urgent.
这个女人她把这件事情看为第一优先。
This woman saw this what she did as utmost important.
耶稣也为她做见证说有很多穷人，但是这些穷人常常你们要帮助他很多机会，但是你们不常有我。
And Jesus said that you will always have the poor but you will not always have me.
耶稣并不是说不要去帮助这些穷人。
Jesus is not saying that do not help the poor.
他只是告诉这些门徒优先的事情。
But he is telling his disciples the priority of missions.
你们不常有我，所以这个女人坐在我身上是第一优先的。
You will not always have me, and what this woman is doing for me is very important.
这个女人还有另外一件事情，就是她把这个香膏倒出来给耶稣用。
And this woman, she also poured out the perfume for Jesus.
其实就在当时的社会里面，香膏对女人来说是非常非常重要的。
Actually, at that time, Perfume was very important for women.
很多女人在结婚的时候，唯一的嫁妆就是一瓶很名贵的香膏。
And some women, when they get married, the only dowry that they have is one jar of very expensive perfume.
但是她却拿出来给耶稣用。
Yes, she brought it out for Jesus to use.
她不是自己对瓶香膏没有用。
It's not that she didn't use this perfume herself.
其实她知道耶稣的优先。
But she realized the priority of Jesus.
所以耶稣就特别为他做想说了一句见证。
So Jesus gave a testimony for her.
因为很多人我们读了这些经文，我们会以为这个女人可能很家里很有钱，家里有几十瓶，就拿一瓶出来给耶稣。
Because when we read this, maybe we might think that, well, this woman is very rich. Maybe she's got 10 plus jars at home, and she just took one for Jesus.
但是耶稣特别怕我们误会，在第八节，耶稣说他所做的是他尽他所能。
But Jesus emphasized in verse 8, she did what she could.
在原文的意思是说，这是他所有的都拿出来。
In the original meaning, it means that she brought out everything she had.
因为他知道耶稣的需要比他更迫切。
Because she realized the urgency of Jesus' needs was more than hers.
所以他就预先拿出来给耶稣了。
So she brought this out beforehand.
弟兄姊妹，我看到华人的教会很多时候，宣教是放在很低的优先。
Brothers and sisters, I see oftentimes in Chinese churches that missions is very low on priority.
很多时候我看到华人的教会是教会的其他事工用了剩下的钱再来做宣教的事工。
Oftentimes in Chinese churches, I see that the money that's used for mission is what's left over after all the other ministries.
一般华人教会，我每一个礼拜到不同的教会去讲道去分享，我发现很多教会。宣教的资金是所有的收入的10%-15%，这是最普遍的。
The most common percentage of amount that's spent on mission is about 10-15% among Chinese churches.
因为这个我要告诉你，韩国人的教会不是这样。
But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you that it's not true among Korean churches.
韩国的教会把50%拿去做宣教是很普遍的。
It is normal for a Korean church to take out 50% of their budget for mission.
我有一个神学的同学是韩国人，他是一个韩国的牧师，他告诉我们，他教会的一个做法，他们是把每一个礼拜的收入的60%预先就挪出来。
And a friend of mine who is a Korean pastor, he told me that his church.After the collection of offering, they will take out 60% of the offering for mission.
剩下的40%在做教会其他的事工，甚至他们的薪水都是靠这40%。
And the remaining 40% will support all the other church ministry and even their salaries.
所以那个时候我们在读神学院的时候，我就发现他有时候两三个月都拿不到薪水。
So we realized that while he was in seminary, sometimes for 2-3 months he couldn't get any money.
因为他们的优先是做宣教的事工。
Because their priority was missions.
他们的教会派到中国的全时间的宣教士有14位。
And their church sent the full-time missionaries that they sent over to China is 14.
我走遍华人的教会，我没有看到一个华人教会派过14个全时间的宣教士。
I've gone to many Chinese churches. I've never seen a single Chinese church that has sent 14 full-time missionaries out.
To China.
To China.
这是我们华人教会应该好好来学习的。
This is something that we as Chinese church should imitate.
要把宣教放在第一优先。
To put missions in the forefront.
好，最后时间到，我很快讲最后一点，就是有意向才对宣教才会有积极的行动。
And lastly, it's only when you have vision then you have the urgency to move towards mission.
有清楚的意向行动才会全力以赴。
And it's only when there's vision then there's action to bring things about.
所以我现在要用两点跟大家很快的来讲一下，就是第一点，要完全的摆上，在宣教的事工上要完全的投入。
So I'm going to share two points with you. First is that you must make full commitment towards mission.
这女人他打破这个玉瓶，这表示他是毫无后悔、毫不保留的。
And when this woman broke the jar, that means that she's not keeping anything back.
他领受了从上帝来的意象之后，他就做了这义人的做了这些不能够再后悔、不能再收回的一件事情。
After receiving the vision from God, she did something that she cannot take back.
其实他从神领受这个意象，他知道这只是一个预表性的事情。
And after she received the vision from God, she realized that what she's done is simply symbolic.
其实她这瓶的香膏也不够来涂抹耶稣的全身，来保湿保护耶稣的整个身体。
And what she did, even the whole jar of perfume could not protect the body of Jesus.
所以她其实她可以滴出一两滴，一直就有象征性的来涂抹耶稣的身体。
She could have just put out a few drops of perfume as being symbolic.
但是我们看到的是她完全的投入。
But we see that she made a complete commitment.
她是完全的奉献。
She offered it completely.
耶稣特别告诉我们说，她所做的是她尽她所能。
And Jesus especially tells us that she did what she could.
完全的就投入了。
She committed all.
而且我们看到她所做的，在当时的社会，女人是不受尊重的。她来到这个，她不受邀请来到主人这个家庭是很不方便的。
And we also realized that at that time, women were looked down upon, and what she did was not a very convenient thing to do.
她来到这个主人的家庭，她是亲自来，她亲自带着这瓶香膏，她亲自打破这个玉瓶，亲自浇在耶稣的身上。
She came.Personally, she brought her perfume personally, and she broke the jar personally and put it on Jesus.
这就让我们看到第二点的重要性，就是要亲自参与宣教的事工。
And we see the second point, and that is being personally involved with missions.
当然，我们奉献金钱，神也是会祝福。
Of course, when we offer money, God will bless it.
其实这是我犯的错误。
But this is an error that I make sometimes.
我以前是搞企业的，生意做的也不小。
I used to be a businessman and I had a fairly large business.
每一次神呼召我出来服侍他的时候，我就告诉神一个很好的借口。
Every time when God called me to serve him, I gave him a very good excuse.
我说很多宣教士机构都很缺钱。
I said many missionaries and mission organizations lack money.
主啊，你就让我生意越做越大，我就多奉献给他们。
I helped my business to do well, then I could send money to them.
那是神要的，不是我的钱，神要的是我。
But God, what God wanted was not my money, but me.
因为我后来我才发现，原来神比我还有钱。
Because later on I realized God is richer than me.
不需要我的钱,
God doesn't need my money.
神要我亲自参与宣教的事工。
God wants me to be personally involved with
this. 50岁的时候，那时候也是我事业的高峰，我就完全放弃全时间来服侍。And
when I was 50, at the peak of my career, I gave everything up to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，神赐给你意向的时候，神不是要你只是为他这件事情来奉献、来代祷，神要你亲自来参与。When
God gives you a vision, God doesn't want you to just give money and pray for it. God wants you to be personally involved.
这个女人她这样亲自做这件事情的时候，耶稣就称赞她说的是一件美事。And
when this woman did this herself, personally, in person, God praised her for her good thing.
还有我们弟兄姊妹，我们的教会在神的面前也能够做一件美事。And
my brothers and sisters in the church do a beautiful thing before God.
在神的面前好好的寻求神给教会的意向。
And that we would see God's vision for our church.
很多时候我看到的教会不是这样。
Many churches I see is not like that.
当有些教师来的时候，或者有些教师机构来分享的时候，
When missionaries come or missions organizations come,
他们就好像香那瓶香膏滴出一两滴。
And it's as they pour out a few drops of the perfume.
一两百块打发掉。A couple
hundred dollars you could go.
因为神要的是我们全身的投入。What
God desires is our complete commitment.
当神给你那个清楚的意象，看到那幅图画的时候，要你参与哪一个事工的时候，就要完全的投入。When
God gives you a clear vision, then you must commit completely.
我看到有些教会，他们支持了几十个宣教机构，每一个机构100块。
And I've seen churches where they support 10 plus missions organization, and every organization gets about $100.
我认为这不是做一件美事。
I don't think this is a beautiful thing.
当神给你很清楚的意向，要你参与这一个事工的时候，你们就要完全的投入。
When God gives you a vision to be involved with this ministry, then you must commit completely.
要打破玉瓶，完全的倒出来。
Must break the alabaster jar and pour the perfume on Jesus.
我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's conclude with a prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天早上借着你自己的话语，借着这个女人的故事，再一次的向我们挑战。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the challenge that you have for us through the story about this woman.
说我们要学习这个女人的所做的是一个有意向的。
And help us to learn that what this woman did was something of vision.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够来寻求主你自己对宣教的心意。
Help us so that we can seek after your will for vision.
让我们能够看到清晰的图画。
Help us to see a clearer picture.
是一幅美丽的明天的清晰图画。
A beautiful picture of tomorrow.
是从神所领受来的。
One that is from God.
让我们教会能够被他推动而去做，觉得这个不是可以做，而是非做不可的事。Help
our church be moved to do something that we must do.
感谢听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.